Welcome back to Sound Medicine. I'm Barbara Lewis. Jill Dittmeyer is here now with this week's health news headlines.
Thanks, Barb. As the number of cases of Ebola continues to rise in West Africa, a Canadian company says it plans to start human safety trials of an Ebola vaccine later this summer. NewLink Genetics Corporation has licensed the vaccine developed by scientists with the Public Health Agency of Canada. It is ramping up manufacturing now with plans to produce several thousand doses of the vaccine in the next month or so. Here's a pretty stunning prediction. The CDC is predicting that approximately 2 of every 5 Americans will develop type 2 diabetes at some point in their adult lives. And among certain minority groups, it's even scarier. Half of Black women and Hispanic men and women are predicted to develop the chronic condition. The drugs commonly prescribed to treat osteoporosis, known as bisphosphonates, do not seem to lower the risk of breast cancer, as previously thought. Researchers at UC San Francisco took another look at 2 clinical trials of drugs in that class. They concluded that it wasn't that they helped reduce breast cancer after all. Instead, the study published in JAMA Internal Medicine speculates that the same low estrogen levels that can lead to bone density problems also make it less likely that breast tumors will grow.
This is easy. So here we go.
And finally,
3, 2, 1, woo!
This was the week when ice buckets went viral, or more specifically, when a fundraising project called the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge caught on like crazy, involving everyone from sports stars to Ethel Kennedy. The gimmick was that each person poured a bucket of ice water over his or her head and challenged others to do the same thing, or to make a donation to fight ALS, the neurological condition also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. The association was positively giddy with the results. More than $4 million in donations in less than 2 weeks, quadruple the same period last year. Reporting for Sound Medicine, I'm Jill Dittmeyer.
Health news headlines are presented in part by the Marion University College of Osteopathic Medicine in Indianapolis.